You're listening to
The Pulse.
Hey, Wynn Army Community Hospital and Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. It's Kevin Larson coming at you with a special episode of The Pulse that was recorded on location by me and my public affairs colleague, Zach Renstrom. In this episode of our podcast, we asked members of the leadership staff here at the hospital to share their favorite memories of Colonel Jason Seary, the hospital commander and director, at his farewell held June 20th at Club Stewart. Without further ado, here are the memories that were shared with us from Colonel Seary's time in command.
Hey everyone, my name is Captain Nicole Crossan. I'm the medical company commander. My favorite memory of Colonel Seary is when I was planning the 2023 MEDAC ball here at Club Stewart. He completely surprised all of us when he came out onto the dance floor in roller skates. It was great. Loved every second of it.
Lieutenant Colonel Sama, Chief of Surgery. My fondest memory of Colonel Seary is him coming into our Department of Surgery meeting. His first Department of Surgery meeting was with all of my surgeons from each section, orthopedic, general surgery, OB-GYN, ENT, and ophthalmology. And just on first meeting, how relatable he was, you know, down to earth and able to talk to them as a peer, not a commander, and just set the mood to make everybody feel comfortable that he's approachable and not somebody that's going to be threatening to them as a commander. So that is my fondest memory of him, to say that he's here to help us and he's part of the team.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Nicholas Sharbini. I'm the Chief of Radiology, but also currently serving as the DCCS. I'd have to say that my fondest memory of Colonel Seary was probably the month after I arrived here. It was for, I think, my first commander's call in October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I just remember him strapping on a karate belt and demonstrating what it would be like, I believe, to beat cancer. And then he went into a simulation of some karate moves, some of which I've never seen before, and one that included a simulated roundhouse kick and maybe some flips. And I can't remember if he had a piece of paper that was simulating a board that he broke afterwards. So I kind of knew at that moment that he knew how to keep things lighthearted, and since then he's been a great leader. So I've appreciated learning all I have from wish him the best in the future.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Austin, and my fondest memory of Colonel Seary was actually when I saw a video of him roller skating at the previous ball. I was very excited because my wife is an avid roller skater and I like to roller skate also. I thought that was pretty cool coming from the command.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Samantha Bazan. I am the current Deputy Director for Quality and Safety at Wynn Army Community Hospital. The thing I like most about Colonel Seary that's most memorable to me is the fact that he always gave us flexibility to make decisions for our folks in the hospital, and to really lead with what was important, and allowing me especially to practice servant leadership, and I'm forever grateful.
My name is Danielle Canelli. I'm First Sergeant Canelli's wife. I don't have a lot of memories with Colonel Seary, but I know my husband loves him to pieces and is very sad that he can't be here with them right now.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Ariel Dietz. I'm the Chief of the Nursing Supervisors at Wynn Army Community Hospital. By far, my favorite memory of Colonel Seary was at one of our military balls when he showed up and started roller skating around, raising morale. Love Colonel Seary. Hate to see him go.
I am Sergeant First Class Brandon Marsh, Senior Enlisted Advisor for Tuttle Army Health Clinic. My fondest memory of Colonel Seary is not necessarily work-related. But it was during a TDY, I got an opportunity to be the designated driver after a dining in, and just being in the vehicle with him and Colonel Henry, listening to their stories and being invited into that conversation was pretty eye-opening, and it made him more human to me than just a commander and a soldier. So that's my most fondest moment with Colonel Seary.
My name is Howard Carey. I'm Chief of Clinical Business Operations at Wynn Army Community Hospital. My fondest memory of Colonel Seary is, first of all, being one of the greatest commanders of my 40 years of combined military and civil service. He's a great commander, an awesome man, and I'm truly going to miss him.
I'm Major Alfred Dixon, Jr. I'm the Deputy Commander of Readiness and the Chief of PTMS for Wynn Army Community Hospital. One thing I love about Colonel Siri is his genuine care for people, to the point to where I needed a place to land, and he was one of those leaders that allowed me to put family first and still have the ability to Army.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Decker. I am the Deputy Commander for Administration, and if I were to say my fondest memory of Colonel Siri, it's the way that he leads. And I will say this many times to you personally, but his superpower is the way that he takes care of people, treats people with dignity and respect. I'll never forget the fact that he knew the name of people who cleaned his office and people who he interacted with at the highest levels and people who interacted as peers and as subordinates. He knew and cared about everybody, and that's what made this place run.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Rebecca Sinclair, the commander of U.S. Army Medac Hunter Army Airfield and the director of Tuttle Army Health Clinic. And my fondest memory of Colonel Siri actually dates back to when we were company commanders together. And he was the FST commander, and he used to love to follow us around and come out to the field with us. And we used to do a lot of exciting things on the drop zones of Fort Liberty, which culminated in us authoring a paper together, which is still found today on the internet. So there's so many good memories, but ours go all the way back to our time at Fort Liberty.
Hey, I am Brenda Bowen, and I am Colonel Siri's EA, and I've worked with him for the 2 years that he has been here. I would say my favorite memory about Colonel Siri is how we would always say, you gotta let that peacock fly, because he would never stay where he was supposed to stay, and we'd always have to send somebody out to find him because he was always interacting with the staff. He was with the staff in their offices, hiding, not coming to meetings because he was too busy talking to all his staff because he genuinely cared. So my favorite memory is always playing Marco Polo, trying to get him to come to work because he was too busy playing with, talking to all of his staff members.
Sergeant Major Eddie Miller, so Hospital Sergeant Major here at Wynn. So fondest memory of Colonel Siri, wow. All right, if I had to narrow it down to just one, kind of impossible. What I would tell you fondest memories of Colonel Siri is really just the personal interactions we had. You know, it's one thing to, you know, have that commander, command sergeant major relationship. It's, you know, something totally different whenever you can actually call someone not just your commanding officer, but also, you know, a brother and a friend. And so Colonel Siri, you know, Jason has been just phenomenal. You know, it's definitely made me a better husband and father from interaction, seeing how he takes care of his family and how even with all the myriad of things that he has to do, how he's able to still take that time to put family first. And I will never forget, you know, his ability to juggle so many things, but at the end of the day, always family. And for that, I'll forever be grateful. I am a better man, husband, and father because of Jason Siri.
Hello, my name is Colonel Jason Michael Siri, and my fondest memory of Colonel Siri is at the 2023 military ball, when at the end of the ball, when the colors retired, Colonel Siri put on a pair of maroon roller skates that nobody else knew he had besides his wife. And he then commenced to skating out to the dance floor and started tearing it up to some classic 80s music. That's my favorite memory of Colonel Siri.
And that's it for this episode of The Pulse. We bid a fond farewell to Colonel Siri as he prepares to depart to his new position at U.S. Army Human Resources Command at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Your leadership will be missed. But we also look forward to welcoming the incoming commander, Colonel Margaret Berryman. If you'd like to see Colonel Siri pass the guide on to Colonel Berryman, join us at Cottrell Field, 8:30 a.m., June 26th. Thank you for listening, and in the words of Colonel Siri, have fun, be safe.
Series spell, we dance and we fool for roles. fool. From roller skating rinks to the corridors we roll. With Siri as our king, we'll always find home. So here's to Colonel Siri, our whimsical guide. Whoa.